Begin in the top line of the Amud, but the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous Dafim, discussing the halachas of tzedakah. And that is because, as our Mishnah had spoken about, the obligations of a city member to the rest of the city, one of them being giving charity, and that is the members of the city get to decide what to use that tzedakah for. So Tanya learned the Braisa. Amru lav al Binyamin atzadi. They said regarding Binyamin the righteous, Shahi memuna al kubashal tzedakah. He was in charge of the tzedakah charity box. One time it happened, and the woman came in front of him in a hunger year, in a famine year. Amrullah, she said to him, Rebbe Parnaseni, my teacher, support me. Amrullah, he said to her, Havaida, I swear by the service, there is no money in the charity box. So Amrullah, she said to him, Rebbe, my teacher, if you don't support me, this woman and her seven children are going to die. So Amar Ufarnas HaMishalei, so he got up and he supported her from his own money. L'yamim chala v'natu lamas. It was a short time later that he became ill and he was leaning towards dying. Amar Malach HaShavos L'pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the ministering angel said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nishalei, master of the world, Ata Marta, you said, meaning we learned from your Torah, and that is why man was created single as one person, the whole world was just one person, to tell you, whoever supports and sustains one life in the Jewish people, it's as if he sustained the entire world. And that is, we learned this out from the beginning of Bereshis in Perek Dalet, where with Cain and Hevel, and Hashem tells him, after he killed Hevel, he says that the voice of the bloods of your brother, it says in plural, why there was only one blood of one person, is to say that his blood and the blood of his children and of all his future generations, that is, when you kill one person, it's like you killed the whole world, where here it was just the only other person, it was just him and his brother. So too, if one sustains the blood of his brother with him, it's as if he has sustained his life, the life of his children, the grandchildren, and so on, because as we know that the Midat Taiva, the greater measurement of good, is better and stronger than that of the punishment. So it's as if one has sustained the entire world. So Binyamin HaTzadik, who has sustained a woman and her seven children, should die at such a young age? And immediately they tore up his decree for death. Actually, 22 years were added on to his lifespan that he was going to live longer. Tanabalin Abraisa, concluding this discussion about the ideals of charity. There was an incident with Mumbaz the king, who was the son of Hilni Hamalka, who is from the descendants of the Hashmonaim dynasty. That he went and he liquidated all his storehouses of jewels and that of his fathers in the famine year. So his brothers and his father's household, they ganged up against him. They said to him, your fathers, they went and they stored away. They actually added to their storehouses of jewels and diamonds more than what their fathers had given them. What do? You go ahead and you spend it all and you use it all up? So Amalehem, he said to him as follows. He says, my fathers went and stored something below, and I'm concealing and storing above. Shlomo says the pasuk in Tehillim, emes me'eretz tatzmach, that truth sprouts from the earth, but tzedek and charity, mishamayim nishkav, it looks down, the charity looks down from above, down towards here, meaning to pay back goodness. So although they stored away, they're stored down only over here. I'm storing down from up there, which then that shefa, that mazel comes down from on heaven down here. Moreover, he says, my fathers went and concealed it in a place where ultimately hands can get to it. Because although you have it in the storehouse, but someone could break in, they could get it, something could happen to it. And I'm storing away my things in a place where no one could reach. Shlomo says the pasuk in Tehillim, tzedek u'mishpat, charity and justice, are concealed beneath mechayin kisecha, the place of your throne, Hashem, and no one can reach over there, and therefore I'm storing it away in the better place. Moreover, avoisei ganzu davar she'enoy seperes, my father's concealed something which doesn't make produce, doesn't have any something that comes out of it, which is just money, it just is what it is. And I'm concealing something that has peiros, which is the principle will remain for me forever and ever in the world to come. And the peiros, there's dividends that I could eat in my life. Shlomo says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Imru tzadiki taif, speak about a righteous person, also from the word of tzedakah, because he's good, ki prima lalem yuchelu, because the fruits of their actions they eat, and that is besides the principle that they did, the mitzvahs. But they also get the pri, I'm giving tzedakah, I not only do I have the karen, I even have something that has peiros. Moreover, avaisa ganzu etzus mamon, my fathers went and stored away storehouses of money. But nikanasti oitzis nefashis, and I'm storing away storehouses of souls, of lives. Shlomo says the pasuk in Mishlei, says pre tzaddik, the fruit of a tzaddik, again from the word of tzedakah, of tzaddik, is eitz chaim, is the tree of life. And what does it say? But lekeich nefashis, and he takes souls, he takes lives. Chacham, he's a smart person. Someone who gives charity, saves people's lives. He's storing away lives, not just money. Also, avoisa gonzu lacherim, my fathers, when they put away, who are they putting away for? For others. Here, I'm their child, I'm using their money. I'm storing away for myself. So don't think I'm a fool. If anything, I'm the one that's gaining the most. Like says the pasuk in the Devarim, Olachati tzedakah, that for you should be the charity. And also, Avoyse ganzu lo'il mazeh, my father stored away for this world, but niganasti lo'il mabah, I'm storing away for the world to come. Shlomo says the pasuk in Yeshaya, V'halach lefanecha tzidkecha, that your tzedakah, your charity will go in front of you, kavayit Hashem yasvecha, the honor of Hashem will gather you in, meaning when the person passes away, that's where the tzedakah is going to. I don't have it just for here, I'm having it for the world to come. That concludes the discussion of tzedakah. And now the Gemara concludes the halacha of our Mishnah, which said that either a person is in the city for a year, or if he already purchased a residence, a house in that city, a re-conscious automatically becomes like the people of the city, has to then provide for the city requirements of what a person has to be a partnership in the city expenses. So says the Gemara, Masnitin delay kerb shem gamliel. So our Mishnah is not like rib shem gamliel. Because the Tanya within the Bryce of Shem Gamliel, he says, Imkondaba karka kosher, not like our Mishnah says a bias. If someone even purchased just a piece of land, some real estate, Hareya Kanshair, already that makes him like a member of the city, which not like our Mishnah, which said it has to be a house. Now that the Gemara asked, but Tanya within the Bryce that contradicts in the opinion of Rib Shem Gamliel. Rib Shem Gamliel, he says, Imkondasham karka haru'ila beizdira. This second brisa says, not enough just to buy any piece of land. If he purchased a piece of land that's fit to build on, so it is regarding residential, then he's like a person of the city. So it's the Gemara, Trei Tanoim, believe Reb Shem Gamliel, you read it, some two different Tanoim that disagree regarding what Reb Shem Gamliel said. Is it enough to purchase any piece of land to have to be like a city member? Or a piece of land that's fit to build on and then to have a bias, which is similar to that of the Halacha of HaMishnah, that would make him a city member. Then the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the Mishnayos of our Perek, going back also to the beginning of the Masechta, which talks about this, that if members of a courtyard want to divide their field, to divide their courtyard, which is the common courtyard that their houses open up to separate it. So the Mishnah says, in chulken es hachatzar, one partner cannot force the other member of the courtyard to divide the courtyard, unless there's going to be after the division, that each one will have at least an area of 4 amos, which is the minimum required for the needs that you need to do in your courtyard, because their houses didn't have room for all these things, the laundering and all these other stuff they would do outside in the courtyard. You could make the other one divide if he'll have at least an area of 4 amos. If not, then you cannot make him divide the courtyard. That's regarding a courtyard. Now, v'loyis asada, neither can you force another partner to divide a field, unless there's enough for each one to plant, an area of 9 kavan for each one, then you could force and say, look, I don't want to have this partnership anymore. You take your half, I'll take my half. If there's enough for each one to plant 9 kavan, then you could force the other one to divide the field. He disagrees. He says, he says that as long as there's enough of 9 half a kavan, not 9 kavan, 9 half a kavan for each one, then one can force the other one to divide the field. Continuing the mission of Elias, again, neither can you force the other partner to divide a vegetable garden, unless each one's going to have at least an area to plant of half a kav, then if there's that area, then you could force the other one to divide the garden. B'kiva, I mean, he disagrees, similar to Rabbi Huda in the previous halacha. Beis Reva, as long as each one will have a quarter of a kav, in the vegetable garden, then you could force the other one to divide his half. Now, continues the Mishnah on this halacha, v'loyesa traklin v'loyesa mayrin, neither could one force the other one to split these types of palaces and mansions, or v'loyesa shevich, neither can he force the other partner to divide the dovkat, which is where the doves live, v'loyesa talis, neither to split the cloak that they own in partnership, v'loyesa merchatz, not to split a bathhouse, v'loyesa beis habad, not to split the olive press, v'loyesa beis hashlochan, and neither to split the field that's an irrigated field. Now, as Rashi points out, since there's a spring that has the fountain inside the field itself, and one could always water that field, so even if there's not going to be, as the previous halacha, when we spoke about a field, it needs to have a minimum of planting 9 kavin, here, since there's always water there, one could plant other things to plant. So if even less than 9 kavin, as long as we'll see the Mishnah is going to say that Achihiben Kedei Lazeh or Kedei Lazeh, as long as there's enough after you divide it that each one can utilize that area, again, where the Beis HaShlochan is different than the regular field because it's an irrigated field, so you can plant other things even less than 9 kavan, so then you can force the other one to split as long as there's what he can utilize of that, whether it be the mansion or the dovecot or the cloak or the bathhouse or the olive press or the irrigated field, as long as there's what he can use, then you can force the other one to split. Says the Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule. Kol Sheichalik B'Shmoy Olav, anything that after you divide it, it will still have its name on it, it will still have the same designated purpose. Then Chalkin, then you can force the other one to split from Lav, and if not, Ein Chalkin, then you cannot split. Now, this qualifies the Mishnah, this halacha. Amosai, when did we say all these things that you cannot split if you don't have less than those minimum requirements after it's divided? That's Bizman Sheich Neim Reitzim, and that's if not both of them want to and acquiesce to this division. But if both of them want to divide it, even though it's going to be less, then even less than that, then they could go ahead and divide it. Now, as Rashi points out, that would seem to be pretty obvious. If they want to, of course, it's just because the Mishnah wants to teach the next halacha. Even when they want to, they cannot divide. So therefore it says also over here, regarding this halacha that we mentioned anyway, if they want to divide less than that, then they could. But for Kisvei HaKodesh, but the holy writings, meaning the 24 Sifri Tanakh, where they used to write their Sifri Tanakh on a scroll like we have in our Sefer Torah, and therefore it's degrading to go ahead and cut it up because it's one scroll, there the halach is av pishash neim reitzim, and even if both partners want to divide the scroll, lo yachloka the null, divide it again because that's degrading to the Sifri HaKodesh. So the Gemara qualifies this opening halacha of our Mishnah regarding the courtyard, that you can't force the other one to divide unless each one's going to have 4 amas. Amr ba'asi amr b'yechen, he says, arba amas sh'amr, this that they said that it has to be at least that each one will have after the division an area of 4 amas in the courtyard, is chutz mishal pesachim. That's besides the area of the entryway of the house into the courtyard. And that is, when you have a courtyard shared by 2 people, so you have 2 houses opening into the courtyard. Now, in front of every entryway of a house, that area of 4 amas is required for the needs of the house itself, to be able to unload from the donkey that when you're bringing it into the house. Now, besides those 4 amas, what the Mishnah is teaching us is that you need to have another 4 amas for other utilities, laundering, whatever they have to do outside. But the 4 amas in front of the house, which is right in front of the house in the courtyard, that's not for those things. That's for unloading only. That's the unloading area. The other 4 amas is for laundering it, so therefore it's not just 4 amas. It's besides the 4 amas of the Pesach. Says the Gemara Tanam Hach, similar in the Braisa, like the Salach of Rabbi Yechanan. The Braisa says, Ein Chalka Mesachatzer, one partner cannot force the other one to divide the courtyard, Ad Shehi B'Shmoin Amas Lezeh U'Shmoin Amas Lezeh, until each one has 8 Amas. Now the question is, V'anan T'nan, but we learned in our Mishnah, Arba Amas Lezeh V'Arba Amas Lezeh, that each one only has to have 4 Amas, not 8 Amas. Rather, you can infer from this halacha of Rabbi Asi, name of Rabbi Yechanan, that yes, it's 8 amas because it's 4 amas besides the 4 amas of the Pesach. Now, actually, there were those who had said this halacha in form of that it was posed as a contradiction. It's not, we learned in our Mishnah in Chalkin the Sachatzer that you cannot force to split the courtyard Achi, but Arba Amas Lezeh, but Arba Amas Lezeh, until each one will ultimately have 4 Amas of their own. But Vatanu in the Braisa says, Shemayin Amas Lezeh, Shemayin Amas Lezeh, that each one has to have 8 Amas. On that, Amr Basim, Rabbi Yechanan, Arba Amas Sha'amr, this that our Mishnah said, 4 Amas, is Chutz Mishal Pesach, and that's besides the Dal Amas of the Pesach, which is like the Braisa, for a total of 8 Amas. Now, regarding this halacha, the Gemara brings the following machlokes. Amar Rav Huna, regarding a courtyard that had 2 houses opening up into the courtyard, Now, one of the houses had two entryways, two different doors opening up into the courtyard. And the second house only had one door, one entryway opening up into the courtyard. Now, the father had divided his assets, that he gave one house to his son Reuben and one house to his son Shimon, but he didn't divide the courtyard amongst them. So that's what the Rav Huna is coming to say. If these two sons now, who each have a house opening up into the courtyard, want to divide the courtyard now, chatzim mischalekis lafi pescheha. The courtyard gets divided according to the amount of openings that open up into it. So the one that has two entryways into the courtyard, he actually takes two-thirds of the courtyard. And then the other brother only has one doorway opening up into the courtyard, he gets one-third of the courtyard. Rav Chisdam, he disagrees. He says, no, noisnen arba amas l'chopesach l'chopesach. Each entryway, like we mentioned this halacha before, gets four amas in the width of the courtyard, meaning moving forward from the entryway, opposite the area of the width of the entryway, he gets an area of four amas, according to the width of the length of its opening. Vashar chalka mishava, and the rest is divided equally. So he says that, yeah, each entryway gets thalad amas, but you don't split the courtyard proportionally to how many entryways they have. That's split evenly between the two. It's just that each one gets thalad amas for his Pesach, so he'll get eight amas for his two Pesach, and he'll get four amas for his one Pesach. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavasid Rav Chisda, learn the Brice like Rav Chisda. Psachim shebechatzer, regarding the entryways that a house has into a courtyard, so yeshlan arba amas. So each entryway has dalet amas. Says the Brice, if one house had one entryway, another house had two entryways, so zeh sheyeshlei pesach echad nitl arba amas, the one that had one entryway, he takes dalet amas, but zeh sheyeshlei shnei pesachim, nitl shmein amas, the one that has two entryways, takes eight amas, because each entryway gets an area of dalet amas for unloading in front of that entryway. V'hashal chol k'mishav, and this like Rav Chisda, and the rest gets divided evenly. Now, explains the Brice, let's say someone had an entryway that was 8 amas wide. So amas, can I get a Pesach? So you take 8 amas in correlating to the entryway. Because whatever the width of the entryway, you get that area that you have to unload in front of. So if it's a wider entryway, you get that width. The arba amas b'chatz, and you also get 4 amas in the chatz. So the Gemara asks, arba amas b'chatz maya vadetayu. What it sounds like that you're getting 8 amas, meaning you're getting the entryway in front of the opening, and then besides it, getting another dalet amas in the courtyard. What is that dalet amas in the courtyard related to this halacha of having the entryways openings? So Mabai, he says, no, this is what the Brice is saying. They're actually both describing these 8 amas and 4 amas, describing the halacha of the Pesach. If you get 8 amas in the length of the courtyard, meaning because that's the width of the opening, and then you get 4 amas in the width of the courtyard, meaning moving outward of the entryway, you get in the length of the opening, which is the width of the courtyard, you get, so basically you're having an area of 4 amas by 8 amas. 4 amas beyond the entryway moving into the courtyard, and 8 amas in the width of the entry, which is the length of the courtyard, that's the area that he has for unloading dalet amas in front of his entryway. Now, continuing on these halachas regarding how much area does a person get in regards to rights he has in the courtyard, where we said regarding a Pesach of a house, you get dalet amas. So Amar Mema, he says, hi pirid desufle. Someone has a pit in the courtyard, which he owns in this courtyard, which he puts the pits, the date pits for animal food. Yesh le arba amas chal rach v'rach. So then he has 4 amas in every direction in the courtyard around his pit. He has that area to utilize it for the utility of his pit. Now, qualifies a Mamer, v'loy amorin el v'loym yachad le'pischa. But we didn't say this only if he didn't have a designated entryway to the pit that he has in the courtyard. Rather, he would go through the entryway of his house, then he would go in and come out that way to go to the courtyard, and then he would go to the pit, which was at the edge of his house, and utilize the pit. Since he doesn't have a special entryway, so he has the whole perimeter, dalet amas, around it to utilize that area. But as we continue to Amud Beis, says a Meimah of Mayachad Lepischa, but if he had a designated entryway at the end of his house going straight to the pit, and it was through that entryway that he used to go to throw the pits and to take them from the pit, the Ein Loi, so then he doesn't have in the courtyard because of the pit that he has, Ela Arba Amas Lepischa, then he only has the Dalet Amas in front of his opening because that's the opening that he uses to get to the pit, but that doesn't allow him now to have any more Dalet Amas in the perimeter totally around that pit. Continuing on these halachas, Amar Rav Huna says, Achsadra, a pavilion, which is it has four poles holding up a roof, but there are no walls. So if someone has a pavilion that has an opening into the courtyard, ein lo dalet amos. So that pavilion, although a house that opens up into a courtyard has an area of dalet amos in front of it, the pavilion does not have an area of four amos in the division of the courtyard. Explains Rav Huna, because time am I, what's the reason why the Rabbanan said that an entryway of a house has dalet amos in the courtyard? Mishum piruk masai. It's because of the ability to unload, let's say, the packages that he has from his donkey. Now, the reason for that is because the house is closed off, because you can't just empty out all the furniture that someone has in this house. And it's not possible to bring the donkey fully laden into the house to unload over there. So you have to have somewhere to unload. So that was designated the four amos in front of the house. But hocho over here by the achsadra, by the pavilion, since there's no walls, esher da'ai legavoy mefarik, so you could then bring the donkey straight into the pavilion and unload over there because there's no walls, and therefore there's no halacha of giving him dalet amos in the chatzah. Now, on this halacha, Master Rav Shesha. Rav Shesha asked Rav Huna from the following brisa. The brisa says, echad shari batim, whether the houses that are by the gate, ve'echad shari achsadrois, or whether the pavilions that are by the gate, Yeshlan dalet amos. So they have dalet amos. So you see that an achsadra that is there by the gate has dalet amos in the chatzah. So says the Gemara, no, Kitanya, when did we learn that halacha of achsadra having dalet amos is bachsadra de beirav, is the pavilion of a yeshiva, of a study hall, where that pavilion actually has walls around it. It's just that it's surrounded with windows, so it's like a more open area, that's called pavilion, but since it has walls, you can't bring the donkey fully laden and unload over there, and that achsadra will have dalet amos in the chatzah. Now, in that interpretation, the Gemara asks, Achsadra de Beirav, Pshita. What do you mean? The fact that that pavilion of the yeshiva would have dalet amos is obvious because it's drained the ma'alyahu. Although it's called an achsadra because it's more open and airy because it's windows, but it's a regular room. And therefore, of course, like a regular house, it's going to have dalet amos. Eli rather says, the Gemara, Bachsadra Rom Yasa. The Chiddush of the Brais is talking about a Roman pavilion where it's surrounded with only very, very low down walls, which don't reach all the way up to the ceiling. That maybe you would think it's not considered surrounded by walls, and that's the Chiddush of the Braisa, that since it has walls, therefore, although very shallow walls, it will be considered as a house, as a dira, as a cheder, and therefore will get dalet amos in the chatzah. But again, regarding Rav Huna's halacha, a regular pavilion that has no walls does not get dalet amos in the chatzah. So talking about Linda Braisa, which we just mentioned, two of these halachas, the Beis Shar, which that's a small house that's in front of the entryway of the palace, of the mansion, which is called Purka Blaz, or Achsadra, or pavilion, which we just explained would be a reference to a Roman pavilion, Umepeset, which is a gallery, some type of a porch, a second-story porch that's open in front of, on the second story, where all the people that live on the second floor, they open up into this porch, and they all come down through one common ladder down into the courtyard. Yeshlan Dalet Amos, they have Dalet Amos between all of them by the foot of the ladder. So these areas that Beis Shar has, Achsadra has, as we mentioned before, moreover, this Bryce is adding on, the Mepeset, so this second-story porch, that when the ladder comes down to the Chatzar, in the Chatzar has an area of Dalet Amos, but that's for all of them. So the Bryce says, for example, Hoye Chamisha Batim Pesuch LeMepeset, if there were five houses open on the second floor to this one porch, and they would all come down that ladder, that staircase down to the courtyard, Ein Lehen Ela Dalet Amos Bolvat. The old only shear by the foot of the ladder, the dalet amos, that is for that one mepeset. The mepeset has dalet amos, not according to each house. They don't have another dalet amos. They all share that area of unloading by the foot of that ladder, dalet amos. Now, the Gemara has different questions regarding this halach of dalet amos. He says, Lul Shutan the Gailim, a chicken coop, which is a small little house which you have chickens where they grow up over there and has an opening into the courtyard. Yesh le dalet amos, does the chicken coop have four amos in the chatzar? Oyein le dalet amos does not have four amos. So Amaleis, Rabbi Yani responded to him, he says, time am I, what's the reason, as we said before, for the halacha of dalet amos, is mishum pirik masai, is that a person could unload his packages in front of his doorway of his house. Hacha, but here by the chicken coop, metapis va'ilam, metapis va'yeri, the chickens, they climb and they go up to the top of the wall, into their chicken coop, and they climb out. In other words, you don't need to have four amos to unload them and put them in because they go in and come out by themselves. Therefore, there's no need for dalet amos of space in front of the Lul Shutan HaGoyim. So to Beimine Ravim Rav Nachman, he asked, Bayis chetzi mekur v'chetzi eini mekur. Regarding a house that's half roofed and half not roofed. And such a house is opened up into the courtyard. Yesh lo dalet ames or ein lo dalet ames? Does it have dalet ames or not? So Malay, so Reb Nachum responded, he says, ein lo dalet ames. Such a house does not have dalet ames. And he explains, loy mibayi kirui milagav. And you don't have to say if the roof part is on the inner part of the house. And the half which is not roofed is the part facing the courtyard. Where there for sure there's no dalet ames in the courtyard. Because the efshe da'ayil. It's possible to bring the laden donkey legavoy into the inner part, umafarik, and to unload over there. Because it's not normative to have household items, to have furniture in the half which is not roofed. So because the elements, the rain comes in, the snow comes in over there, so that's part of the house. But since it's not roofed, although there's walls, but then you could bring the donkey into that part and unload over there. Ella, but rather even more, says Rav Nachman, afilu kiruya klapei chutz. Even if the roofed part of the house is on the outer part, and the uncovered part is on the inner part of the house, even there, such a house does not get dalet ames. Because efshe da'ayil, it's possible to bring the donkey in until the gavoy, until the inner part, umafarik, and to unload over there, because there's no furniture, there's no stuff, and since there's space in the house, we don't give such a house dalet ames in the chatzar. Baimine Rav Huna Mirabami. So, continuing a related discussion, Rav Huna asked Mirabami the following question. Echad mimnei mavoy, one of the members of the mavoy, where the way their houses used to be, were that there was all the houses would open up into a common courtyard. Then that common courtyard would be with other common courtyards opening up into a mavoy. And the mavoy would be like one would imagine like a dead end. We have all these circles of these chatzeres opening up into the common courtyard, and then the common courtyard had one entry open up into the Rishus HaRabim. That's how they built their developments, their cities. So the question is, regarding one of the members of the mavoy, which is that his courtyard opens up into the mavoy, that he wanted to change his entryway, his opening, meaning where would his normal access be, that he would go out and use that mavoy from the one that he always used to another mavoy. So for example, let's say he lived between two dead ends. He had a house that was between these two mavoys, and he used to open up to street A, and he wants to go close of street A and now go into street B, make that now his mavoy that he usually uses. So on that he asked him, B'nei mavoy, could the other mavoy, the one that he doesn't usually use, could they be ma'akvin alav? Could they stop him from now him opening up and starting to use their street? Or could they not stop? So he said to him, B'nei mavoy ma'akvin alav, the other mavoy that he never used to use could stop him and not allow him to suddenly join their mavoy and join their street. Another question that Rav Huna asked was Achsanya, regarding the armies of the king, who it's incumbent upon the city members to give them lodgings in their houses when they're staying in their city. So the question is, Lefi b'nei adam mischalekes? How do we divide the soldiers for the people to put them up for the night? Is it based on the amount of people, the amount of families that dwell in a house? Meaning to say, and that's how, according to the families, that's how many our units of soldiers are going to have to sleep in that house? Or does it get divided according to the amount of openings? If you have different entrances, that's how many soldiers are proportionally going to have to stay in that house, in that apartment. So he said to him, it gets divided according to the amount of families each family has to take, not necessarily according to the amount of entrances, it's the amount of families that there are that have to take the amount of soldiers. And the Gemara says, Tanam Hoch is similar in the Brice like this. The first is a different halacha, that Zevel Shabachatzer, the fertilizer in the courtyard, Mischalekes Lefi Pesachim, gets divided, the fertilizer in the fields, according to the amount of entranceways that there are from the houses into the courtyard, meaning because the normal way was that they would throw their garbage out the door until it's just decomposed over there and turned into fertilizer, so it would be thrown out the door, so the amount of doors that there are is according to that amount of how it's going to get divided, because that's the way that they would usually create the fertilizer by throwing out the door. Achsanya, the soldiers of the army, Lefi b'nei adam, is like he had answered him, goes according to the amount of people that there are, not according to the entrances. Amar Puna, Rafuna continues on this halacha. Echad mibnei mavi, one of the mavi members, which is that his courtyard opens up into this street, which then that opens up into the Rishus HaRam, the public domain, shebikish listim keneged pischa, that he wanted to close off the area opposite his entryway. So as we said before, everyone has four amas that they have in front of them in the courtyard, so too he has four amas in front of his courtyard into the mavi, Now, opposite that area, he wants to close it off. He wants to use it for his kids. He wants to have that area where he could easily unload over there. He doesn't want anyone just walking by over there. Says Rav Huna, b'nei mavi ma'akvin alav. So the other members of the mavi could stop him. Shamar balei nesaderech. Because now he's making them have to increase the walk that they have to. Because if someone's walking from one end of the court of the mavi to the other end, if he's walking down that way, he's going to have to circumvent this guy who's sticking out now, Dalet Amos, into the mavi. So therefore, they could stop him from building this area around his opening of his chatzit. Now, on this halacha of Rav Huna, Meisvei, they asked from the following brisa. Brisa says as follows: Chamesh chatzeris pesuches lamavi. If there's five courtyards that are open up into the mavi, meaning one after the other in the length of the courtyard, the length of the mavi. So if one would picture like a large ches, a very narrow ches, where they have on the length of it going towards the Rosh Hashanah, you have five quarters, one after the other. They all have openings up into the Mavi. Now, generally, as we said before, Mavi are closed on three sides, and it's the fourth side that's opened up into the Rosh Hashanah. So says the Braisa, Kulon Mishtamshis. All of the courtyards can utilize in the Mavi, Im Hachitzayna, with the outer, meaning with the last courtyard, right before the Rosh Hashanah, they can utilize that area. And the reason for that is because everyone has rights in the Mavi to go outward towards the top part, which is open to the Rosh Hashanah, so a guy could get to the street, to the main street. Now, any place where a person has rights to walk through, so he can utilize that area if it doesn't obstruct the other members of the Mavi. So everyone really could use the area that is opposite the outer courtyard, the last one right before the street, because they all have rights to walk through there to get to Rosh Hashanah. Now, v'chatzayin mishtamesh es la'atma, but the outer courtyard, the only area that he can really use in the mavi is the one opposite of his own courtyard, but not opposite the areas of his friends that are deeper into the mavi, because there he has no rights of walking over there, because where are you going? That you're going there, you have no rights to use that area. Your rights are only outward, and you're the last one, so he only gets to use opposite his courtyard. So to continue on this theme, v'ashar mishtamshes imashniyah, the rest, besides the outer one, get to utilize the area of the second to the last, the penultimate courtyard. And the second one can use opposite his courtyard and opposite the last one, because that's also his right of walking towards the outside. So says the Braisa Nimtzis, it comes out that penimis mishtameshes la'atzma, that the inner courtyard, the one deepest into the mavi, only he gets to use the area opposite his courtyard. Now, this part is difficult to Rav Huna, because he said that no matter where your courtyard is in the mavi, that the members of the mavi could stop you, because if someone wants to walk straight in the mavi, then he's going to have to walk around the Dalet Amos of your blocking off your area, which sounds like even the outer courtyards could stop the inner courtyards in the mavi from doing that. So that is what contradicts Rav Huna, which the Braisa just concludes, in Mishtameshesim Kol Achaz V'Achaz. So it comes out that the innermost courtyard of the mavi, he gains the most. Because the Braisa says he is the only one that could use his area of the mavi, and he gets to use with everyone else because he passes everyone's courtyard on the way to the outside of the mavi to Rosh Hashanah. But at least that halacha is difficult in Rav Huna, because he said that no one's allowed to go ahead and block off and they could stop him. But why? No one has rights in the one. So the Gemara Tanoihi, you're right, this Brisa is difficult on Rav Huna, but it's a machlekes Tanoi. The Tanoi Lagan in the Brisa, which we had mentioned before. The Brisa said, Echad mibnei mavi shabikish lahachze pischa lamava achar. Said that if there's one member of the mavi that wants to switch his mavi that he uses, instead of using this street, that mavi, he wants to use a different one. So the Brisa said, but they mavi ma'akvin love, as we said before, that they could stop. Now the Brisa continues, hayisasim, but let's say, although he wants to open up to the street now, at one point he actually had an opening that was open up into this mavi, but then he closed it up. Now, at a later point in time, he changed his mind, and now ubikesh lepaischa, he wants to reopen that opening into that mavi. Oh, then then they cannot stop him, Divi Rabbi, because he had an opening, he just didn't use it, he blocked it off, but to reopen one that he could reopen into that other mavi. Now, Reb Shimon Lazaim, he says, Chamesh chatzeres apsuches lamavi, five quarters that open up into the mavi, kula mishtamshes b'mavi zu'um zu. They all get to utilize the area in the mavi, one with the other, no matter where in the mavi it is, everyone has rights to use that area, and therefore no one could go ahead and block off that part of the mavi. Now, First, the Gemara asks to explain how this is machlekes tanoim. Chatzeres man dekar shemayu. Whoever mentioned the halacha of different courtyards in the same mavoi, which is what Reb Shimon Lazar is talking about, that's not what Rebbe was speaking about. So what is Reb Shimon Lazar mentioning as if he's disagreeing with Rebbe? So therefore says the Gemara, obviously, chasuri mechsa bocha gitani, that there are words missing in the Brayso. And this is what it should say in the opinion of Rebbe. That v'chein, and so too, meaning just like in the first halacha he said that the b'nei mavoi could be ma'akvin alav, so too when you have chamesh chatzeres ha'psuchas l'mavoi, when you have five courtyards open up into one mavoi, one after the other, kula mishtam shesem ha'chatzayna, they all get to use the outer courtyard. V'chatzayna mishtam shesem ha'atzma, but the outer one only gets to use its own, v'chul, etc. Which we said that regarding the first courtyard, yeah, right, no one gets to use his area, and then according to Rebbe, you would be allowed to block off that four amos in front of you because no one has rights to that area anyway, which that's not like Rav Huna. But Rav Shimon Lazam, he says explicitly like Rav Huna, and that's what we're showing, that it's a machlokes tanoim. Chamesh chatzeres ha'psuchas l'mavoi, when you have five courtyards open up to the mavoi, kula mishtamshes b'mavoi, they all get to utilize the entire area of the mavoi, even the outer courtyards, on regards to the inner courtyards, and therefore that is like Rav Huna's halacha, that no one is allowed to then go ahead and block off his area of the four amos in front of his chatzar into the mavoi, because again, everyone has a right to use, and again, you're going to have to make them lengthen their walk, because they're going to have to circumvent your fenced-off area of Dalai Lama's. Now, the Gemara explains something that in this braisa that Amma Ma'a Rebbe had said, if it was blocked off, that meaning that he had an entry once into this other mavoi. For a long time, he was using one mavoi. He wants to block that off and now using a different mavoi. So he said if he's just opening up now, they could stop him. But the braisa said, if it was closed, he wants to reopen it, then in b'nei mavoi ma'akvin lav, then they can't stop. Now, that halacha, Amma Rebbe explains. It says, lo yishanu, we didn't learn this halacha, ela shaloi parts espatzimav. Only if, when he had closed off that entryway, he didn't totally demolish the frame. He didn't take away the doorpost or the lintel or the top of the door, where that still reveals his intention that he doesn't want to totally remove himself from this area. That maybe at one point he'll open, they just put a board blocking that door, but he kept the door frame. Avaparis espatzimav, but says Rava, but if he totally demolished the frame and now he made it like into wall, but they move him, then they could stop him because that's not like reopening, that's like creating a new opening, which we said before that they could stop him. Now, only a Baal Rava, Baal said to Rava, Tanya de Maseyelach, there's a Brisa that supports your interpretation as you continue on top of your Beza Med Aleph. Baal Sasam, a house that the entryway that a person had into the courtyard, he went and he blocked off that entryway. Says the Brisa, Yeshle Dalai Lamas. He still has Dalai Lamas in the division of the courtyard if they're coming to divide it, as if he had an opening over there, which, as we said, every Pesach has Dalai Lamas. Now, but Paritz says, Betzima, but if he totally broke off the frame and he made it into totally in the wall, then Ela Dalai Lamas, then again, it's not like a Pesach at all, then he doesn't get the Dalai Lamas. Now, those who are not Goris, this next part of the Brisa, which is Kever Shepiskli Sasim, a grave that there's an opening, but it's just closed off, then Einim Etamei Kol Sviv. Then we don't view it totally as it's closed off, as if it's totally a grave, and therefore it does not transmit Tumah to everything around it in the area of Dalai Lamas. But Paras Et Petzima V'Sasma, but if all the opening was broken off, there's no more opening, it's totally sealed off, then Etamei Kol Sviv, then it will transmit Tumah, whatever is in the perimeter of Dalai Lamas. Which so too is really the next halacha, which is Bayis Sasam, a house that's closed off. So regarding this halacha, einam etamei kol svivav. So that does not transmit tumah to anything if there's a dead person inside that house. Then it's not going to transmit tumah to anyone that's in four amos around the house. Rather, whatever is opposite the entryway, which we said a house is dalat amos, that dalat amos will transmit tumah to someone around it. But paratzes betzimav. But if there's no more entryway to that house, they sealed off, they broke off the door frame of that house, then that makes it into like a grave, because now it's totally sealed off like a grave. And the Chacham said that a grave is going to transmit Tumah and a perimeter of four Amos. Now the reason for that is so that a person should not, whoever's going to be involved in Tahiris, in things that you need to be pure for, that they shouldn't get close to the grave, because although a grave does not transmit Tumah in the four Amos perimeter, but you might come to lean over it without realizing, and then that's Tumas of oil, where oil is either that the tumah is on top of the person, or the person on top of the tumah, or that something is on top of both of them. then he might come to lean over. So here where the house is totally sealed off, and the reason is we don't view it like a house anymore because there's no more door because the total frame was demolished and totally sealed off. Now we view it as a closed off area like a grave. Then metamikol sviva, then it will transmit tumah to the entire area around it of Dalet Amos, as we said regarding a grave. So again, this is the Bais is telling Rav, we see your qualification, this halacha, that what considers something as totally closed off, this halacha of saying that if it's closed off, we still view it as open, so he could just reopen as if the frame is still there. But if the frame was already taken down and it was totally sealed off, then we view it as if there's no door anymore, which has ramifications in halacha of reopening it into a mavli regarding getting a Dalet Amos in the Pesach B'chatzer, and regarding the halacha of viewing the house as a house, where if the frame is still there, then it's only in by the Pesach that the tumah will be. Or if it's totally closed off, we'll view it as a grave, because then we don't view it as having a door anymore, because when you take off the frame, then we view it as if there's no Pesach and it's totally sealed like a grave.